Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, you're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and you're going, why is he playing the MASH theme? Well, I want to remind you that September 10th and September 11th, we're going to be having a barbecue for the Cottonwood Cruise on September 10th, the evening of September 10th, and then also on September 11th, we'll be honoring our firemen and our police officers and our military personnel with a car show in Cottonwood, and we will be having, the museum will be having the MASH Bash Barbecue. We'll have all of our Korean War military vehicles out there and the MASH unit set up. And it'll be a fundraiser for the museum, also in honor of our 20th anniversary of 9/11. We never want to forget the 20th anniversary of 9/11. The town of Cottonwood is honoring our police officers, firemen, and military personnel with this car show. And it is our opportunity for the museum, since we are downtown at the old historic fire department, for us to be able to share this. We'll be doing the pancake breakfast Saturday morning, and then we'll be doing the pulled barbecue and hot dogs and chili dogs and cheese dogs and all that really good stuff all day Saturday for all those that are at the car show and all those that visit. And once again, it's a fundraiser for the museum as we move forward with our program here in the community and to be able to build a facility there on top of Cottonwood Hill on Ronda Road. So I just want to remind you that you don't forget another great opportunity to be out that weekend to honor our veterans, our police and firemen, and also to enjoy a very great car show. We know there'll be a lot of people out because people have been waiting to get out. This is an entire outdoor event. So you can wear your mask. You don't have to wear your mask. Keep your distance. Enjoy the fresh air if we have no smoke. Enjoy the sunshine if we have sunshine. Whatever it's going to take, we want you to come and be a part of it. We want you to get out in the community, especially the community of Cottonwood. And the different businesses will be open there, and it's an opportunity for you to bring the family. It is a family event. And so we want you to bring the family, come for a walk, stay for a while, grab something to eat, look at all the hot rods and the military vehicles that'll be on display. And once again, it'll be a time for us to be able to say thank you and to honor our firemen, our police officers, and our military personnel for the 9/11 event for the 20th anniversary. Our guest again this morning is Lori Templeton, director for the Northern California Veterans Home and also United States Army, our National Guard captain. And we've been talking about OCS and the experiences. And we want to talk a little bit more about the leadership skills that you learned and things that have helped to mold your life into the position where you're at, where you're going to be at the Veterans Home. Mm-hmm. And then also, because we have been talking about the 20th anniversary of 9/11, I want to just step back also for a minute and get your experience at the morning of 9/11 when that took place and how that helped to kind of guide your thinking process. You had kids. Mm-hmm. You didn't know what was going on in the world, just like the rest of us. This was a slap in the face. Mm-hmm. We didn't know what was going on. And you had children at that time. You're trying to figure out your career. You're trying to figure out taking care of your family. And then also you have kids that wanted to go in the military, yeah, too. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was just a hard morning, I think, for everybody. You know, I was taking them to school, just doing the regular thing. And, you know, you hear something on the radio. And I thought it was like a radio gimmick. You know, I mean, because it was so beyond
Howard comprehend or something.
Yeah, it was so beyond comprehension that it could be real. You know, I felt almost untouchable, like it couldn't be real. And dropped the kids off at school and then went to work, and they had a TV on at work. And it was just, it was so surreal.
Surreal
it was
is the word
just,
there.
I know that everybody can just relate to it. It doesn't matter where you were, it just changed reality. You know what I mean? It
Well, something I knew that, as a chief, I made chief petty officer that week. I was getting pinned.
Oh my gosh.
And we became the 9/11 chiefs.
Wow.
So I mean, it was very poignant in my entire career in the Navy. At that point on, I knew we were going to war.
Life's changed.
And yeah, nothing was going to be the same.
No. And you know, we kind of talked about it a little bit, offline, referring to what's going on in Afghanistan and everything. And once you gain an awareness you didn't have before, you can't go back.
Right.
And it's like the United States gained an awareness they didn't have before. Like, somebody invaded our space.
We weren't infallible.
And we couldn't stop it at the time. We couldn't stop it. And so for me, I felt a little guilty, you know, cause I remember I wanted to have been able to be in the fight. But I still looked back to when I was 17 and didn't follow that. I always knew I wanted to be a military officer and I didn't do it. And so then this happens and it's like, wow, like I missed that. Like I missed that opportunity to be part of that solution.
Wasn't your
so
time.
It wasn't my time.
It wasn't your time.
At the moment I did, I felt guilt. I felt some responsibility in some odd way. And I don't know if other military feel the same way, but I feel a responsibility to protect. And it was like, I thought I should have been there to be, it was just weird. So, at the time, the kids are still fairly young, and it wasn't my time. I still couldn't, I didn't have anybody to take care of them. And so I lived with that kind of a guilty feeling, but when I had the opportunity, I was like,
"Your mission
that was
at that
my
time
was
mom."
My mission,
was mom, for sure. Yeah,
yeah, and I was doing that one full time. So that, and looking at the kids wanting to go in, I never really worried about them. I would be honored, you know, if they would choose to serve. And my son still talks about it, and he's a firefighter, and so he took a different path, but he's still in service. And I don't know. It was. Sometimes they just, when I think back to it, and 20 years to go, and we were talking, 20 years, it goes so fast.
It does go fast.
Like, what happened? But I know the...
2 generations of kids since then.
Yeah. And the military, everything has changed, you know, how we deploy changed, we're all modular now, it's plug and play, that all didn't exist. It literally changed how everything happened. It changed the reserves, you know, were reserved, especially the National Guard, and I love the Guard, so I don't mean to misspeak at all. But I think from my experience, it was a little more gentleman's club, and there was some joking going on. I know that you active guys out there, you know, didn't have the utmost respect for the reservists. But once war hit and things changed, and we
60% of all of us that were in Iraq were reservists.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We
were the emergency war soldiers and sailors and Marines and Air Force. I mean,
changed everything.
We had such a small active duty force that could actually leave or deploy because everybody else has to stay and maintain the structure.
Yeah.
That we were the ones that were sent in to be the extras. We were the overtime employees.
It was incredible. And then it just changed our, you know, you bring, when you're a guardsman or a reservist, you bring in life. You know, you're an attorney, you're a mechanic, I was a teacher, you know, you're something else. You're doing two jobs, you're doing two things. But when you step into that uniform, you're 100% soldier, you know, or Marine, airman. And we all started serving together. And then the branches all started serving together. And then we have the joint forces now. And I think, you know, there's nothing good about war. I'm not saying that at all. But one thing it did do is this experience since 9/11 has literally re-changed and reshaped how we do military, how everything is. And I'm so honored that I got to be part of that, you know, not to glorify war at all or anything, but to be part of that change and to be able to, I'm so proud to be able to say that, you know, I'm part of the club.
You are part of the solution. You're not part of the problem.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We're coming up here on another break. Our guest here is Lori Templeton. Thank you once again, Lori, for being with us. We still have another 45 minutes to go. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flat Line and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Seasons Restaurant, located inside Wind River Resort and Casino, just got happier with outstanding appetizers. Stop by Thursday through Sunday from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. to enjoy pulled pork fries, coconut shrimp, Southwest quesadillas, and so much more. Your taste buds will be happier at Seasons. Mimosas are not just for brunch. Come try Seasons Tableside Bubbles and Berries Mimosa Bar, delivered right to your table. Thursday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., only $15. Bubbles are better at the river. See WindRiver.com for more details.
People say we don't need this war, but I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had neighbors still inside, going through a living hell. God. It took all the footage off my TV. Said it's too disturbing for you and me. It'll just breed anger. That's what the experts say. If it was up to me, I'd show it every day. Some say this country's just out looking for a fight. Well, after 9/11, man, I'd have to say that's right.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and I hope that you have not forgotten the men and women who lost their lives on 9/11. As we approach the 20th anniversary, you can hear the fire engines going by. It kind of sets a tone to what we're doing. They're heading out to take care of business in our community. But we want to continue to remind you as we approach the 20th anniversary of 9/11 and the men and women who gave their lives. When we had the wall of remembrance out here at the museum property, and it had over 10,000 names of men and women, police officers, civilians, firemen, military personnel who had sacrificed and had given their lives from 9/11 all the way through to 2016, and now there will be more names added to that wall for those who gave their lives this last week. And the global war on terror does not stop. It continues on. And as we lose Americans, depending upon the situations, everything else, we have to make sure that we remember the men and women who are wearing the uniform, who are actually paying the sacrifice. And we have to support the men, the families, the mothers, and the husbands, and the fathers, and the sons and daughters of these who have given their lives as they move forward now, and their lives are changed because of what's taking place. And they're now Gold Star families. And so we must remember to support the families of those individuals as we move forward. Freedom is not free. It doesn't matter if this country or if it's another country. Those individuals will find their way here eventually, and hopefully we can teach them, and so that they learn and they understand how important that freedom is. And maybe somewhere down the road that these individuals in Afghanistan can learn to step up for themselves and to gain their own freedom without us having to be there to show them the sacrifice that it takes to make that happen. And so once again this morning, as we continue on, our guest here is Lori Templeton. She's the administrator for the Veterans Home. And Lori, we're going to start doing a transition from your military career. I want to talk about you becoming the administrator here for the Northern California Veterans Home. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk a little bit about what was the process to get you to the point where you were able to step in and take over this position in our community. And I want to welcome you to Reading, even though you're already
welcome
here.
Back.
I want to welcome you. Welcome you to the home and back into
Thank
our community
you.
Again. You have I was instrumental in the opening of the Veterans Home,
yeah.
and putting all the different displays that are in the Veterans Home are from the Northern California Veterans
it's
Museum.
Beautiful.
I was there as the keynote speaker for the cornerstone laying for the home, and then also for the time capsule. The museum was instrumental in putting the time capsule together. Mm-hmm. We have been involved. We are weaved into the web of the Veterans Home. We don't talk a lot about it, but we have been very instrumental in the success of the Veterans Home from an outside standpoint point of view. And so that's why I thought it was so important to have you here this morning to talk about that and to let us know a little bit about what's been going on also with all the different COVID things, whatever you can talk to us about. I know there's some restrictions here and there. But, I thank you for being here because, you know, the home is so critical to our community.
Yeah.
We have the Veterans Home. Mm-hmm. To honor the final days of our veterans.
Yeah.
We have the Igo Veterans Cemetery, mm-hmm. where they are laid to rest and honored here. And the Northern California Veterans Museum tells that story so we mm-hmm. don't forget.
Yeah. It's an incredible honor. The journey, really what prepared me was actually being in the military, I think. And my years of command that I was absolutely honored to be able to have two company commands. And then my experience as a teacher and then a liaison officer and just, you know, the different paths you take as you walk through life. And I had I still have a colonel that was my mentor. Just incredible. One of the most incredible, officers I've ever met. And you know, you follow good leadership.
Right.
You just do.
You're
smart.
You're drawn to it.
Yeah, you're drawn to it. So you learn from poor leadership because you can learn from everything and you follow good leadership. And so, she retired out of the military after 31 years and was appointed as the administrator of the Yountville Veterans Home.
Okay.
I was working in San Diego as a liaison officer at the time.
And that's in Napa, if you don't
that's
know.
That's in Napa. It's an incredible home. It, talk about history.
First
if
home
I could
in California.
Sidewind, it's the largest veterans home, state-owned veterans home in the United States and oldest. It's incredible. Just to take, nobody can go there right now because of COVID, so there's
right.
no tours through the campus, but, I think right now there are close to 700, veterans there. And she took over, as the administrator there, and they had a job opening as the director, and so I applied, and, you know, if you've ever done state employment, it's a a web to get through that process. But I was honored that I was selected and became the director of residential services over there. So I was in charge of all the, they have independent living over there. There's 400, when I was there, it was 411 independent. And then we had an RCFE and different levels of, you know, it goes up the, up to skilled nursing. And so I managed all the activity department, the chaplaincy, the food services, all the anything that had to do with the residents that weren't direct medical.
Right.
And I did that for a year and a half. And what I learned at that facility and still working under her tutelage and just added to the experience that I brought into the job. And working at that large of a capacity with that many veterans, I just fell in love with it. I was like, wow. You know, I had been in working in an active duty capacity up until that point. And in order to take that position, you know, I had to go back to a reservist status and then so that I could work full time on
right.
at the veterans home. And I just found a new passion and a new love. It was a new family, and I felt working around veterans, like if you ever spend time with people that were at Pearl Harbor, you
during the attack.
It's incredible. I don't even have words for it. To sit in a room, I had lunch with the ladies because I'm drawn to female military. I mean, because that's my, there's not a lot, as many of us out there, right?
Right.
And to talk to, I used to sit at a table with three ladies, and there was a couple of naval ladies and airmen. I guess it's airmen.
Army Air Corps, probably.
Air Corps, thank yes. you. But they tell stories of serving on Treasure Island when it was a base. And
I served on Treasure Island.
Yeah, did you really? Yes, oh, wow, sorry.
But we were probably serving on the
I'm
last
just saying,
list.
Way back in the day. But they served when it wasn't cool to be a female in the military. And their experience in the just what they had to endure. I mean, if you think, even us now, you know, we got the comfy shoes and we got the great equipment. And when you start listening to the stories about what the Korean vets had to endure, and you're looking at somebody in the eye and they're telling you about how their feet were so cold they thought they were going to freeze off, and their toes, and no food, and really looking at them and seeing the passion. And you know, so many years down the road, they go back to that day. And so I was around 600 historical gems, and it just changed the path of my life.
Not to change your or to interrupt your story, but I spoke with a woman the other day. Her husband was a Marine at the Chosun Reservoir in Korea.
Wow.
And she, as she was telling me the story about her husband, still had fervent against MacArthur for taking away his cold weather gear because he had lost some of his toes when he was at the Chosun Reservoir. And she was she wasn't cursing MacArthur, but she was cursing MacArthur.
Yeah.
Because she was so upset of what her husband had to endure at the Chosun Reservoir, because they were supposed to be home by Christmas.
Yeah.
And they were supposed to not have any cold weather gear when MacArthur sent it all back, because we were going to be home by Christmas. And then they endured the entire winter without any winter clothing.
It's incredible. And you know, we can't undo the past, but I think we learn from it. And
hopefully.
We got some warm weather gear, cold weather gear now. But it just, so that's where I got hooked. And that's where, you know, my passion started switching. Just to be able to talk with, like, every day you go to work and you get to go chat with history.
Right.
Like,
that's why I love the museum.
Who gets to do that, you know? And so I felt so honored. And then, you know, I like affecting change and improving things. And there's always ways to make systems better. And I like analytics and I like processes. And so I'm able to bring that part of me into trying to improve a system so that the veterans can have the best that we can give them. And it's a state system. So there's always hoops we got to jump through. But for our veterans, we work to find a way. And I can finish with, I brought that to Reading. So we'll segue into Reading.
You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Spring savings now at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Car wash coupons are a great gift or for your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash next to Dutch Bros at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but it ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor? Or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones? Pray for the ones who don't know? You rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sobbed for the ones left below. Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue,
and the heroes who died just doing what they do. Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us. Greatest is love.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. And a thought back as we remember the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Where were you when the towers were attacked? What were you doing? What were your thoughts? And as we move forward toward the final event here, as we do we honor the 20th anniversary of 9/11, we want you to ponder that. We want you to think about it. We want you to think about the men and women who are losing their lives right now in Afghanistan, who are still serving and trying to free people from that side of the world, who are looking for the freedom that we offered them while we were there, and now they're just struggling to keep it. Because freedom is so important. There is a sacrifice for freedom. It is not free. You might think that that's just a saying that people say, but there is a great price that is paid for freedom in this nation. It's paid for across the world for all men and women who seek it. And it's not free. There's always a tyrant. There's always someone that wants to steal it away, that wants to take it away, a thief in the night. But that's why we have American forces in our uniforms and that serve this nation and that wear that uniform with pride and with sacrifice and with honor, because they know, they learn, they've understood, they know why they wear that uniform. And we want to honor those who have sacrificed and those who continue to put their lives on the line daily around the world for us and for others. And that's what it's about. It's about giving to others who are in need. And our guest this morning is Lori Templeton. Lori, you're the administrator for the Veterans Home here off of Knighton Road. And I want to thank you for being here. We've been talking about, in the break, you're talking about Yountville, mm-hmm. down in Napa, the Veterans Home there where you were the administrator.
Mm-hmm. And I was the director of residential services.
Oh, you were the director mm-hmm. there. Okay. So you're director there, but the administrator here.
Correct.
And so we were talking about some of the sacrifices of some of the veterans that you had talked about from Korea and World War II and different experiences. Right. So let's carry on from there.
Oh, it was just that experience working in Yountville opened my eyes up to, you know, our veteran home community. And that's where I fell in love with it. You know, I've always been in service and always loved to serve. And that's why I went into the military and followed that path. And it just opened a door to a new path. And I absolutely loved working there. And then last year in August, my dad passed unexpectedly. And my mom's up here, and I don't know if I had said it before, but I raised my kids up here in Reading. And then once I joined the Guard, I spent a couple of years reserves, and then I jumped. Like, my kids are done, they're grown up.
Right.
And I went on to the active duty side, of the National Guard, and just went into uniform full time. And then I went to Oakland and San Diego, and I just was all over the place. And, about the same time that my dad passed, my mom was up here. My uncle had been disabled when he was in a motorcycle accident when he was like 26. So I grew up with him. And my dad had already done all the applications and everything to get him into the veterans home.
Okay.
And then COVID hit, and everybody kind of shut everything down. And they were looking at getting him into the home the same month that my dad was diagnosed with cancer, and he actually passed the same month. It was very unexpected.
Sorry for your loss.
Thank you. And then I became his DPOA to take care of my uncle because my mom wasn't able to. And I was kind of introduced to the veterans home up here in Reading because I had to do all the paperwork. He finally was able to get in. So my uncle is actually a resident at the veterans home, which is incredible.
Awesome.
And just through the course of events, they had an opening in December for the administration, and I spoke with the administrator at Yountville and said, you know, what do you think? I mean, I want to be home taking care of my mom. It's kind of time to go home, but I loved working you know, over
well, it's
there.
A lifetime experience. Yeah, to work at Yountville.
I just loved it, and so it was a bittersweet, but I put my hat. I threw my hat in and went through a very extensive, you know, when the governor's office appoints somebody, it's a pretty extensive process. And I was very honored that they selected me. And so in April, I've only been back since mid-April.
You have a pretty strong resume.
It's all right.
It goes back to that mom
thing. But it, like I tell everybody, it's just such an honor. I get to continue to work with the residents and I get to be home.
Right.
Like I got to come home and I still have a toe in the military, you know, on the reservist side, and I'm starting to toy with the idea that maybe it's time to let that go. Being able to work and talk with the veterans, you know, you're on the same page. Like, we were talking about how some of the veterans, you know, depending on when they serve, there's just a different mentality depending on what war and era they were in. And to see them all at the table, and then you come in as a female who joined late, and I'm in kind of the new game, but we can still have those conversations. And I think I bring to the table a knowledge and an experience that I can relate with the residents that are there.
You're not a civilian.
I'm not a civilian. And so we can sit down and I just love being with them. And it just became a great opportunity. So, you know, the vision for the home is that it truly is a home. And it really is. It's an incredible place to be. And when COVID lifted, people should come by and experience it.
I think it's critical that the administrator for the veteran's home is a veteran. Nobody can take care of a veteran like a fellow veteran. Nobody. Yeah. And I just think that it's critical. I'm so glad that they were smart enough, because when you come to the veterans clinic, mm-hmm. many of the people that are in the veterans clinic are civilians.
Yeah.
They do not understand. They do not relate to the veteran. They don't. There's no connection there. You can't develop a connection with a civilian.
Yeah. I feel like it's a gift. It really. And then I have that mentality that I really, like, we learn from the past. If you're smart, you learn from the past. You know, you can't relive it. I don't think we should stay in it. I don't think we should be angry in it. We got to figure a way to process for it, but we certainly need to look at it and learn from it. And I can sit and think, well, the military I experienced from 2010 to now, and then I look back what they had to live through. And you talk to them and they share what they had to live through. It gives you such an appreciation for what you have. You know, even MREs. Like, I brought some MREs in just to laugh and joke with them.
Right.
Because we get M&Ms and Skittles
sure.
in our MREs, okay? Look, they had the SeaTac and some other
C-Rat.
And so I'll laugh. I'll be like, oh yeah, you guys, you know, you couldn't handle the good stuff. And I mean, we could kind of spar and joke and, you know, just the gear, it's an incredible thing, and we're just going to have great opportunities for the veterans moving forward, and it's always that mission to make this the best place for them to live, and, you know, if they choose to stay, to pass from that location, and we do have the different levels of care. We have RCFE, which is your residential care, so when somebody is just a beat off of being able to be dependent, maybe just needs a little extra help, and then all the way to the... We have memory care to help with Alzheimer's and dementia.
How many beds do you have for Alzheimer's?
There's 30.
30 beds.
So we have 30 on the memory care side, and we have 30 on the skilled nursing side, and 80 on the, or 90 on the, RCFE. Sorry. All the acronyms.
Right.
Acronym soup. Go from a teacher to military to CalVet. I'll tell you what. It's just, how do we continue to make it a better place for them? And our staff's incredible. The staff there is absolutely dedicated and incredible. We have veterans that are working there on the staff and civilians that have a passion and a heart for the residents. So it really is a special place.
I've worked a lot with a lot of those individuals,
yeah,
with the museum, with
mm-hmm.
different programs and
yeah.
events and things like that. I'm glad when COVID is gone and we can get those residents out to our events and get them
will.
Involved
yes,
again.
Yes, absolutely.
You're listening to Battlefield mm-hmm. Expressions. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
There are a lot of perfect reasons to never fight another war. There are a lot of perfect questions as to what's worth fighting for. And there are a lot of perfect fools who refuse to read the writing on the wall. But the truth is there are people who have made it crystal clear that it is their holy mission to destroy all we hold dear. And they are busily out searching for the fire to make this towering nation fall. Now we can just sit back and wait until they spill more precious blood, or we can seek these cowards out and nip their slaughter. Adios, sweet home and family. I am off to fight a war that must be won. You will know why I'm going when you see the snow-white rose of Arlington.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and our guest once again is Lori Templeton, the administrator for the Veterans Home. And Lori, we've been talking about you, the different veterans that have been involved, and you're now at the Northern California Reading Veterans Home.
Mm-hmm.
And Talk to us a little bit about if a family member wants to get their family member on the list or to be able to be a part of it. I know that there's homes throughout California and some have immediate opportunities to go into, but Reading, what's the waiting list for Reading?
Reading is about a year to 2 years, depending on what side you're looking at getting into. We do have a pretty extensive waiting list, and we go through it, you know, and call and contact people to make sure they're still interested. And one of the most important things, if you're really looking at going to the veterans home, is get your paperwork and make sure that it's current. There's certain medical things you have to have current, because that can kind of slow down the process. Once we give you a phone call and say, hey, we have an opening in the next 30 days, if that's when you start the process to get a hold of, you know, the VA to get your paperwork, it's not going to happen because it takes so long sometimes for the VA to process.
Especially with the COVID, it makes it
exactly.
even twice as long.
So if you're really looking and if you're listening and you are on the list, just make sure your paperwork stays current so that when we call you and say, hey, we have an opening, because it's sad, but the only way we have an opening is when we lose somebody. And you can't schedule that. So it's a horrible thing to say, please be on the list and wait and be ready, but we can't tell you when it's going to be, because honestly, if we lose somebody, that creates the opening.
Right.
So it's a bittersweet for sure.
It is
bittersweet. But we do have, like right now, down in Lancaster, down south, they don't have a waiting list, right? So it's a shameless plug for Lancaster. It's an incredible home down south, and they don't have a waiting list right now. So if anybody is interested, they can get a hold of me at the Veterans Home there at Reading. And
now the home just isn't for older veterans. The home is eligible for Iraqi veterans and Afghanistan veterans,
correct,
also that are 100% disabled.
Yeah, there's an age requirement if you're not 100%. If you're 100%, then there's no age limit. So absolutely, it's eligible for a veteran status.
Now we talked about eligible homeless veterans that can go to the veterans home and live there. Tell me a little bit about that.
So the homeless veterans, you know, the federal VA and everybody's very, you know, we're all very concerned about that, and it's a very real issue. So there is an allowance that if you have the certified homeless status, then there are certain considerations to move you up on the list based on the federal regulations. So if you do, get a hold of your VSO. We got great VSO here in the community, and they can connect you with the home and help you actually through that process. You don't have to do it alone. The community works together with the veterans home. We have a VSO on site, and they will connect and work together.
And I didn't know that. We talked the other day, and you shared that with me, and I didn't know that before. Because I know that people have come to me before that were homeless veterans that were 100%, that maybe lost their home, like lost their spouse, or their daughter or family member that was caretaking for them, and now they don't know what to do, they don't know where to go.
Yeah.
But if this program is available for them, what a great opportunity.
It really is. And I mean, the homeless issue is everybody's. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It really, we gotta take care of, and it doesn't matter why, but if you're a homeless veteran, you know, there are programs out there to help you. So you can call the home. VSO is the easiest way, or like, you know, people, you can get them in touch with me and I can connect them.
So we have a program called Silver Star Veterans and Widows. And that program takes care of our elderly veterans and widows that are in need after someone has passed on.
Right.
And so now that I know, now this program is not eligible for widows. It's strictly for the veterans.
The veterans themselves, correct.
But do you have rooms for widows or for the veterans and their spouses also?
We do have rooms. We do have a couple rooms on the RCFE side. For that you can go there with a spouse. It's a tight fit, but we do absolutely have spouses. We have two spouse families there.
And if the veteran passes away, does the spouse have to leave?
No.
So once they're in, they're in.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great opportunity,
because,
too.
Because, as a spouse, you're living there, you come, it's your home.
Right.
You serve your time as a spouse,
sure.
Let me tell you. It really is. CalVet really is looking to honor and help our veterans the best that they can, for sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's a great community opportunity, you know.
So how many guests do you have right now in the home, do you think?
What do you mean by guests?
How many veterans do you have that are currently living at the Northern California Veterans Home?
Right now we have 141.
And how many beds do you have?
We have 150.
150. Mm-hmm. So that transition, like you said, is constantly
it's in flux
in
and
change.
There's always and you know me, I'm going to talk about, there's there's also a real staffing, you know, crisis through all of California, and, you know, good nursing staff and stuff. And we have such an incredible group of people that work for us here at CalVet. But we will only allow as many people in the home as we can support and care them
at
the
highest.
Well,
that's important also.
Yeah, at the highest standards. Yeah. So some people go, hey, you got 9 beds. Yeah, but I would rather have 9 beds that we're making sure that we're providing the best care that we can. And, you know, as we get more staff, and then we can bring more people in for sure. But we're communicating with those on the waiting list. And
are you constantly hiring? Or is that
just oh my gosh, we are hiring. Yeah, another plug. Yeah, we are absolutely. We have 41 vacancies right now.
You do 41 vacancies.
Yeah, so we really are looking for people. You know, nursing is incredible. CNAs, and to be able to work with the veterans, it is such a great experience. It's state service, so the application process is difficult, and I think that that hurts a little bit, you know, because it can take up to a month and a half to get through the whole process.
Sure.
And people get other jobs in between.
Right.
But we definitely have openings for CNAs and nurses, and I know nobody wants to really speak about the new COVID public health restrictions that are coming down with on the 30th. You have to be vaccinated.
You are required to also have that.
We're honoring the public health order for sure. CalVet is 100%. And right now the order says that you got to be vaccinated by the 30th, or you sign there's exemptions. So you can be medically exempt or religious exemption. And there's a declination that CalVet, you know, for our employees, that if it's against their religious beliefs or it's a medical, then you sign the form and we roll on.
What about your veterans? Did they all need to be tested, or is that part of the program?
We do a test. Testing is mandatory. We test. Providing a safe environment for our veterans, their national treasures, is absolutely.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, that's our number one priority. You know, we track the positivity rate in the county on a daily basis.
I like that term, national treasures.
They are. They're national treasures. And we do everything in our power to protect them. And we work closely with public health, you know, on a daily basis. And we really track the positivity rates. It affects when we're open and can go visit. It affects everything.
Sure.
And so working in conjunction with them, they set the testing standards and the CMS and CDC and all the other acronym soups out there that keep us safe. They set the guidelines. And so we do test all employees every week, and we'll be testing twice a week coming up here pretty soon to make sure. And all the residents get tested, not on a regular basis. If there's an employee that or somebody that comes down with COVID, then we go through a testing cycle to make sure that everybody's safe. So it's just an incredible process that we go. I'm just really proud of everything we're doing. You know, we don't have residents with COVID. They are
that's
in a
good
safe
for people to know.
And they're in a safe environment. And
yeah, I know they're well protected.
Yeah, they're well protected, and it takes a lot of work behind the scenes, and our staff just work over and beyond to make sure that the residents are safe. So it's a great place to
just
work.
Just for
sure.
The last minute, we got a minute and a half left about girls joining the military.
Oh yeah, join the military. It's incredible. Yeah, I'd advise it. Look, you gain strength, you get a confidence. There's a sense of pride and ownership. I would highly recommend it, but I would advise, and this is for anybody, you know, do your research. Take the time to learn what the rules are and aren't before you go in. You know, we were talking about recruiters, which are absolutely necessary. However, you know, they like to, you know, you say, hey, I want to be a pilot, or that's a bad example. You know, you want to be a truck driver, and you go in. You know, they have to fill a slot for a mechanic or something. They're gonna tell you got to take that because they don't have your opening. Look, walk away. Go, okay, I'll go talk to another recruiter, because they all look at the same system. It's a system, and it tells them where the openings are. And I would just recommend, if you want to go in to be an infantryman, don't accept anything less. If you want to go in to be a pilot, don't accept anything else.
Lori, yes, thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
Thank you for our service to our country. Thank you for the service to our community. Thank you for taking care of our elderly veterans at the home. Yep. Welcome back to Reading.
Thank you.
And good
great
luck with your new job, and we wish you the best. You're welcome to come back anytime and share more. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, as we approach the 20th anniversary of 9/11, remember our men and women who have served, who did serve, and who have sacrificed for our freedom. You've been listening to Battlefield Expressions.